Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. But there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when I get a chance to reintroduce you to one of my favorite people. Jane Pollock is back on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Jane is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the author of Soul Proprietor, S-O-U-L, Soul Proprietor. She is a business consultant. She helps women with their business dreams all the time. She does a lot of speaking, and she has a great mind about helping people like you and me put our best foot forward in the marketplace. And so that's what she's here. One of the reasons she's here today is to talk to us about that. Jane Pollock, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. It's always a pleasure, Jim.
My pleasure, is, as always, Jane. Thank you for hanging out with us. What have you been up to?
Well, I think the most exciting thing that just happened to me in a long time in my career was that I was selected to give a talk at a TEDx event in my area.
TEDx?
On April 28th.
Now I think a lot of folks have heard of TED, but you can remind us about it and then tell us what TEDx is.
Well, TED, the TED stands for Technology, Entertainment, and Design. Mm-hmm. Or education, I'm not sure, but it's speakers from all over the world, and the people who go to the TED conferences in California are, Clinton level, Gore, Elizabeth Gilbert, who wrote Eat, Pray, Love, Steve Jobs, really the most eminent leaders of our times.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are TEDx events, which are regional events where they get people who in the area to speak about things that ideas worth spreading is their tagline.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then they all get onto the same website, so they become actually indistinguishable from each other.
Right.
So there are people who have spoken at TEDx events that have the same look and actually get invited to the TED talks.
Hmm. Well, congratulations on being selected.
Thank you.
for the TEDx, and that was in your area in Connecticut, right?
It was in Stanford, which is about 10 miles from
right,
me.
Right.
It was quite a thrill.
And so congratulations. Well, see, I'm not the least bit surprised, Jane. I mean,
this
doesn't shock me at all. In fact, I would expect them. In fact, I'm a little surprised that they didn't already, you weren't there a year ago. But anyway, so what did you talk about?
Well, the umbrella conversation that everybody was tasked to speak about was a revolutionary innovation. And as I started my speech, I said, they introduced me as somebody who made her career out of egg decorating, and I opened it saying, you might be wondering what, this woman who spent 30 years doing an ancient craft would have to say about innovation. But I had somebody helping me, and she said, you want to hang that on the spine of your speech, like what did I bring to Ukrainian Easter egg decorating?
Right.
And over the years, many, many innovations to bringing my own art, my own creativity to this thousands-year-old craft.
Right. Well, and so how many people were there at the event to speak?
It was a limited, there were nine speakers, and there were 125 people in the audience.
Yeah.
By design. TED gives very strict parameters to it. They have to comply on so many levels. So it was a, wonderful audience, and I think 25% of the audience were people who might not be able to afford a ticket, so they actually gift them the ticket.
Good.
So it was, a nice diverse
group.
How long did
each person speak?
We were each given 18 minutes. And
18
then they had
minutes? Wow.
18
that
minutes.
Yeah.
Does that seem like a lot or a little?
No, not much. to people like you and me, Jane, that's not much time. We have a lot to say, Jane.
We have a lot to say. What's the thing? If you want me to speak for all day, I can do that right now. If you want me to speak for 2 hours, I need a week. If you want me to speak for 5 minutes, I need a month. It's like, what's the most important thing
right.
I have to say? So we did have a lot. I knew in February that I was going to be doing this. It was very exciting.
Well,
so
I'm excited for you, and good for you. So let's talk about though the business advantage for you in this.
Well, for one thing, I got on the Today Show, which used to be the absolute mecca of
right.
TV media, and the advantage was that millions of people saw it. I got the book, which was available for sale, went to number 12, which is really incredible when you think about that.
Yeah.
And, you know, I increased my database. But the overarching theme that happened when I got on was people said, how did you get on the Today Show?
Right.
So I actually made content around that, and I'm doing the same thing around.
So you got on the Today Show as a result of TED? The TEDx?
No. I did the Today Show back in the early 2000s.
Okay, yeah,
but,
all right.
But what people asked me was, how did you get on? And a lot of people ask the same question about TED. How did you get selected? And there's actually a formula that I've created. So one of the things that, so my video
back,
will go up.
When we come back after these messages, you're going to tell us what that formula is, aren't you?
I certainly will.
Well, folks, aren't you glad you hung out with us? We got some really important stuff. I told you we get smarter when Jane Pollock joined us, and that's going to come up. We're going to do more of that right after these messages. Till the hour, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.